Why is my back so sore?
I also doing my
your back went? Back yeah, right as well.
Because I think the thruster on the heavy one, I was like on the right side. When I went back to the bar myself, I was chicken wing on the left.
Yeah, I feel like I pulled my pec as well. I must have chicken winged as well in one year.
You did one chicken wing.
Plot. All my first strikes were chicken wing after that round.
What time did you finish part A? Or the first five?
5 minutes.
You 5 minutes flat?
Yeah, 5 minutes flat.
That's fast.
But then my last two sets were horrible in the bar myself. Cause like I finished my fourth round, I was like 11 plus.
You're going pretty fast.
Yeah, no, my last round was slow.
If I got my sheet here.
I was feeling sorry for myself. I did 4-3 instead of 7.
I was feeling very sorry.
So you finished, yeah, see, my third round, 12:09. And then 13:57. I almost lost it there. And I had to finish
it. I finished my third round faster.
You put yourself together for the last round.
Yeah, I had to finish it 1 minute. I went unbroken on the thruster and then.
I remember I had two rounds with 11 something. And then I looked at the clock and I was like.
Yeah, you were on pace. You hit a good like minute 30 round. I was like, you can do this. And then.
I broke.
The fourth round kind of. You lost it a bit.
I lost it on the fifth round. I went 4-3 and then I was like, ouch.
Why? That's so good. Still two sets, that's damn good.
No, but I took like 30 seconds break in between. So my last round was like 2 minutes plus.
Yeah, so I went 2-1-1-1-2.
Yeah. And he finished.
But I tore my hands pretty bad, that's why I couldn't hold on to the bar anymore.
And we should talk about this in the podcast.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. I should have held on to the last set. Could have been 13 seconds.
I wasn't expecting you to start then. Caught me off guard. Okay. Welcome to episode number 4 for us. Episode 4, right?
Mm.
I'm proud of us, guys. Yep. 4 episodes. Yeah. It's good.
Very consistent.
4 weeks in a row.
And it's the three of us. Sammy's been a bit of a...
Yeah.
Flake.
Yeah. That was Jamie.
Love you.
She's sick, right?
Yeah, she is.
Sick of us, maybe. So, the first question is, how did you guys find 24.3? We've all done it for the first time ever. I'm not waiting till Monday this time to do it. How are we feeling about the workout in general?
Honestly, I think I really like the workout. Yeah, it's a good test overall, but it's not just a gymnastics workout because you need to be fairly fit to get through the 10 rounds if you're thinking of finishing. Also, you don't get to do muscle-ups right from the get-go. You have to kind of earn your way there. So I think that kind of put the... That was a challenge for most of the members at Canvas at least. Like, and I think whoever got through the first 5 rounds felt accomplished enough already.
Yeah, you felt like you'd achieved something, right?
What was the question?
How do you feel about
things?
Oh. Thankfully,
she's listening. I thought it was a really good test. Very difficult. So what we said last week was completely wrong. Like we thought it would be like accessible and all that, but I think they really came out with like a...
My guess was thrusters and chest bars.
Yeah, but it was also thrusters and bar muscle-ups. But anyway.
And I actually even said increasing weight thrusters.
Smart. I think they really like surprised everyone. And not many people kind of have, I mean, a lot of people can do bar muscle-ups, but it's about doing bar muscle-ups under intense like grip fatigue. Right? So yeah, I thought it was a good test. It was fun, but painful.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was a good test. My hands disagree with that. I've got some pretty gnarly rips, unfortunately, but the actual test, I think it was still, and maybe this is more this sort of, I don't want to call us the higher level athletes, but I guess we are, where it was actually more gas tank than it was gymnastics workout. Do you guys agree with that?
I think it was more muscular endurance for me.
Okay. I still think it was gas tank. Because... Think about how many times you had to take a 20-second break or a 30-second break. I mean, I know that's because you're muscular fatigued, but that gas, you were gassed for a lot of that workout. Every time you got off the bar, you were gassed.
Yeah. I think, we were gassed throughout the workout.
Insightful, Keith. Yeah. Thanks.
I think it was like... I think it was, yes, gassed, but quite manageable still, but muscular... Fatigue was a big one for me.
What do you guys, how do you guys feel about the sort of criticism that it's gotten, which was that the first two workouts were very easily accessible and basically anyone on the planet could have turned up and done them. And then the third workout essentially started with a chest bar pull up. I mean, you had to do 10 thrusters before you got to that, but 15 minutes for a lot of people who are not particularly great at chest to bar pull-ups. Do you think that was fair, or do you think that's how it should be, or do you think there was a little bit of bias in that?
I think the skill jump was quite big from workouts 1, 2 to 3. So, but even then, doing the skilled workout is still quite difficult as well.
I wanted to talk about that too.
Yeah.
Those jumping chest to bars were brutal, actually. I saw a lot of our members sort of get stuck even on those. And I think that was a change in the direction in terms of Scaled has never had that movement before. So I think that caught a few people by surprise as well.
Was it jumping pull-ups or jumping chest to bars?
Jumping chest to bars. So you had to make contact. And the 6 inches, I mean, 6 inches is a very big length. Mm. Like, it's a huge length. So, I mean, but it didn't give people, like, you still had to... Not for what?
Not for Jimmy.
Oh, edit that part out, yeah.
But you still had to move quite a long distance to get from where you're gripping the bar to get your chest to make contact. And I think if you didn't have a strict pull-up, I think that movement is almost impossible. Not impossible, but you have to use a lot of jump and a lot of energy to get yourself up to that height. And then I think the thrusters become an absolute nightmare after that for a lot of people. So I think that was a tough jump for the Scaled guys even. But in saying that, it actually makes a nice movement standard in terms of programming a class. I think it actually makes a lot of sense for a Scaled movement, but I do think it caught me off guard, and I think it caught a lot of the members off guard as well. Did you find that was the same at Canvas, Keith?
Yeah, I think the jumping chest to bar pull-up standard was actually quite well implemented. The 6 inches, and then you had to start with your arms extended. So that one actually required a lot of like leg drive with that pull. So you can't just get away with just jumping.
No, you still had to be pulling pretty hard.
Yeah, you still had to be pulling, which is quite tough.
So a lot of people go mixed grip, changing hands.
Supinated grip. Yeah,
just anything to get themselves up and over. I had a gymnastics class before, the things before, and just watching members trying to figure out, even foot placement, whether they stand forward or back or how they jump into that rep, was quite interesting to see the different ways that people had to sort of figure out to get themselves to make contact. So it was a nice touch. What do you guys think of the overall volume of the workout? Do you think they set it right for a 15-minute cap? Finishing in time was quite a challenge for most people.
I think the volume was quite deceiving. So looking at it, most people thought like 10 and 10, manageable.
Very, yeah.
But at like round 3 or 4, you start to feel the burn. Yeah, so before that, everyone had to think about their pacing strategies before actually attacking the workout. If you went into it blind, you're most likely burn out, and then you won't get to the end of your workout with the score that you want to.
Yeah, so we kind of realized pretty early on that the first 5 rounds, at least for people who are trying to finish the workout, the first 5 rounds were basically just for show. Mm. And then the workout actually started once you hit round 6, 7, and 8. And trying to get through that round 8 especially was like getting punched in the face a little bit. Just saying how much fatigue had accumulated by that point.
I think it was quite aggressive, especially for females. I think you really need to have very good gymnastics, like proficiency to make the time cap. I don't really think it's about the thrusters. Like, that kind of weight is not going to stop anybody. It's more of like, your gymnastics.
Keith, so just going back to that pacing of the first half. So obviously 10 and 10 times 5 is 50 reps of each. It's only slightly more than a Fran, which was 45 reps total. Yep. Obviously, it's chest to bars, not pull-ups, but what's your Fran time, for instance?
I think like 2:30 or something.
2:30, right?
Yeah.
So 2:30, what was your timing at doing the 50 reps, the 5 rounds today, the first 5?
Oh, 5 minutes.
So you doubled essentially your Fran, right?
Yeah, so I tried to keep it at EMOM.
Yeah. So when you think about that, you've doubled your pace, but you're still getting all that fatigue to add up. It's quite tough, and I think it just goes to show on how much you need to pull back on that first part to give yourself any opportunity to finish that workout.
Yeah. The 1 minute rest is not a lot.
No.
Get back to it, and then the second thruster hits you like a truck. At least it did to me.
Yeah, it was funny. I said this to Jamie. I actually found the thrusters were a bit of a relief in that workout. I could get through the thrusters pretty comfortably. It was the gymnastics that was smashing me around. Yeah. And actually, every time I finished the bar muscle-ups, I was pretty okay with going back and picking up the bar. But the gymnastics just really took it out of me today. Were you the opposite?
Yeah, I think the thruster killed me. On round three, I stumbled. Then from there, I kind of went to a different headspace all the way. Took long breaks before the thrusters.
Yeah, it's funny how that happens. I said this to Jamie as well after the workout, that my hands tore in round three. And as soon as my hands tore, I got into this mindset of I had an excuse on why I could not do so well anymore. So I was like, oh, I can always just, you know, say... And that shift in mentality is just so scary. Like, not scary, but it's so amazing at how much that affects your drive to push, right? And it's it was funny that I could think about that afterwards and realize that I'd talked myself into that position. It's amazing what talking to yourself in the middle of a workout can do, and how positive reinforcement can make such a big difference.
Yeah, I think the theme for this year's open workout seems to be a bit of mental fortitude.
Yeah,
for sure.
Every workout had like a point where you need to decide whether you can hold on to the pain or not. Mm-hmm. Like for the first workout, it was the 15s, right?
Yeah.
Then second workout was like when you got to the halfway mark, 12 to 14 minutes range. And then this one is when you get to the 8 round mark.
Yeah. I'm very familiar with those feelings. I think there was a point in the workout where, you know, you can't feel your forearms, and it was weird because I looked at the clock and I was like, at the 11-minute mark, I had 2 rounds to go, and I was like, for some reason, I was like, I'm not making it based on how my forearms felt, and maybe that's why, but it's definitely a good, you know, mental test.
Yeah, going back to the theme of this year's Open, how do you guys feel about the 3 tests overall as a test? I mean, both of you guys are going to comfortably finish within that top 25%. Well, Keith, not so much.
I'm just struggling.
But what do you guys think of it? Do you think that they did a good job of finding the top 25? Do you think there's anything you would have changed, or how do you guys feel about the tests overall?
I don't think I'll change anything, but you can see the direction that HQ is going towards, I think. So metabolic conditioning being the base, or like lower part of the pyramid, it seems to be the common theme this year. So every workout has had an emphasis of metabolic conditioning. What's contrast to last year's?
Yeah, what's step 2 on the pyramid? Is it gymnastics?
I think after, first one is nutrition, right? Second is like metabolic conditioning. So afterwards is...
I think gymnastics
first,
before
weightlifting. Which is why this workout is so gymnastics heavy, right?
And actually, there's been no weightlifting in this open. Do you think that was a fair test? Not giving any heavy stuff. Do you think there's going to be people obviously upset that there's no max lifts, or do you think that because the way that the 25% is now, you can give that to those people who deserve to kind of reach that point?
I think it's fair. I remember there used to be like the open wards where they would have like 1 rep maxes and stuff, and you end up getting super strong people that can make, you know, quarterfinals or regionals or whatever, and then, you know, really struggle with the metabolic conditioning part of it, which is the essence of CrossFit, right? So I do think, you know, the tests are really good, and I think the only thing that I would change is what we spoke about, like the hinging thing. Yes, we do hinge more than once a week, but if you're just going off 3 tests, I probably would have changed the deadlift. Like, I would have put in some other movement there, maybe like an ollie lift or something.
That still would have been hinging.
True. Just not deadlifts. But other than that, no, I think it was good tests. Yeah.
What do you guys expect? Because Jamie, you'll be doing it individually. Keith, you'll be doing team. What do you guys expect to see quarterfinals? What do you guys think will get tested? Do you think we'll see the heavy barbells? Do you think ring muscle-ups, handstand push-ups, this kind of stuff? Or which direction? Do you think they might even continue this theme of metabolic conditioning being the main factor?
I think the quarterfinals workouts might be there to complete the test. So whatever's on the pyramid that's not out in the open might be tested a bit more in the quarterfinals, just to give it more of a complete test, as Dave Castro has said, right? So I think he talked about it in a video, like talking about not criticizing the test until everything is out. So he might have a bigger picture in mind that we can't see yet. Although, be that as it may, I think the members or like everyone in CrossFit will have appreciated like having a heavy lift being thrown in, because in our training, we actually do spend some time lifting. So they would appreciate getting to test themselves yearly as well.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing, right? And I've had this discussion with a lot of members and a lot of people recently, where for the guys like us, where this is kind of the start of our season, it doesn't really matter what comes up because we'll get to test our fitness later on in a number of different ways. But for 75% of people who sign up for the Open, this is their season, right? This is everything they've worked the last year for. And to get tested on two metabolic pieces and then a thruster chest to bar workout, essentially, is, I also agree, I think is a little bit shortchanging. Like, you do get a little bit shortchanged in that. Because especially if next year, and let's hope they continue the theme, because I don't mind this as a theme, I'm okay with it. But let's say next year they do throw in a max lift. How do you compare your scores from this year to next year then? And then that whole idea of this continual growth actually becomes very difficult to keep track of because you're getting such significantly different tests.
Yep.
So I do agree with you. I think for the average member and the average person who signs up for the Open, I think there is an element of that. Yeah, the complete tests might be for the guys who managed to get to semifinals and they might get to test absolutely every part of their fitness, but 75% of your membership is, or your 75% of your participation is not going to get that opportunity. So I think that might be something that they need to think about in the future.
Yeah. I think like the IF3, they have like the International Federation of Functional Fitness, IF3. They have like a fixed format of which they test their competitors. As in the Open isn't like a competition for most people. It's like a test for them to see where they are yearly. But I think having a fixed format where they can come out with workouts that suit different teams might be a good way forwards.
How would that work? Because I've never heard of this. So how does that even...
Is it the one in Sweden or...
I think their headquarters is maybe like Sweden or something.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. They have like competitions in Korea as well. Hmm. They have like different regions. But I know they have different themes for their tests. So they will have one test that covers aerobic capacity.
Oh, so then it's like a structure of how they do the test.
Just that the workouts might be different, but the theme is there.
Makes sense.
I feel like that should be the direction that CrossFit goes in.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see what comes up in quarterfinals. Obviously, 25% of people will get to try it out if they want to. I mean, here's another question for you guys. It's just come into my head. Do you think... If you make 25, let's say you're right on that bubble, do you think you should be doing quarterfinals?
Like anyone who makes it, should they be doing it?
Yeah, do you think like your gym member, they do class programming, some of the guys who are sort of leading the pack in your classes, they'll very likely qualify for quarterfinals?
A bit hard to say without knowing the programming, I feel. Mm. I feel like we need to see what they're actually going to test this year for making that call. I assume you're leaning towards like, could it be dangerous? Like, could the weights be too heavy? That kind of thing. But I don't think we will really know until we see what comes out.
Yeah, I actually was kind of leaning the other way. I know there's obviously a bit of danger, but I'm a big fan of people having something to focus on all year. And I honestly... I'm a bit more leaning towards if you qualify, I would sign up. I would give myself that opportunity. Yeah, there might be some workouts in there that really maybe you can't do, but there might be five workouts and four of the workouts you might be able to do, right? Mm. And so then it also gives you a very clear idea of where your training needs to head next year if you want to continue down that path, right? Obviously, not everyone wants to compete, and even someone like Wongi, who will comfortably qualify for quarterfinals, he's not going to sign up for quarterfinals because he just doesn't want to do it.
Mm.
So if you are someone who's enjoyed the Open and wants to possibly go a bit further, I would say sign up and just let the chips fall where they do. Is it where the cards? Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall where they... Let the chips lie where they fall? No.
I think it's just let the chips.
The saying doesn't really make sense, does it?
No. As in, like, I'm assuming it's like poker chips, right?
Yeah, that's what I assume. Nice, 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 nice.
Nice.
Cool beans.
Noise.
Cool beans, 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 beans. Jeez.
So what's next, Jamie?
What do you mean?
What's next for you?
Oh, just see where I place, I guess, and get ready for quarters. Hopefully we see some heavier weights. That would be very ideal. And then continue working on my gymnastics. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a question, Jamie, because Keith and I are both in teams, so it's harder for us to give an answer to this.
Mm.
Perfect workout, come up in quarterfinals. What would you like?
Ooh. Ooh. So remember 2021, the first year I did quarterfinals as an individual?
Yeah.
Those tests were ideal.
Fire.
So the first test was a lunge handstand push-up wall.
Yes, that's right.
And the second test, what was the second test? I think it was the wall ball one we did at Canvas. The wall ball shuttle run, rope climb.
Oh, that was like my first year back. 2022. Mm,
yes.
Yeah, I think this is 2022, yeah. Because 2021 was the year that Dan was throwing our team.
Before Jamie kicked him out.
Oh, the year that I didn't do individual. If you're talking about ideal ward, I think that year we had a high box jump, burpee box jump with a snatch, yeah, with a 60 kg snatch. That would be ideal.
185 for the guys, remember that?
Yeah.
Or like...
Dan beat me.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, I remember you guys testing it.
Yeah, we were doing it against each other.
Yeah, yeah. Or the ward that we, like a heavy snatch, like chest to bar type thing. Basically a heavy snatch. and then anything with like a heavy bench press or...
Yeah, why are you so good at bench pressing?
I really...
Jamie benches more than
Yeah, Jamie's got this weird like ability to just bench.
It's like the most useless movement as well.
It's not.
It is.
Nah, bench press is not anymore. King.
It doesn't... Like, what does it translate to?
It was a whole workout at semis last year.
Nah, well, I mean, it was half the work.
Half the workout.
Oh, Linda?
No, the Linda and...
Oh, yeah, true, actually. Linda.
Yeah.
For us, it wasn't really.
For us, not so much, but for the individuals, yes.
Mm.
So there we go, you know. They bench pressed in semi-finals a few years as well. Maggie and Linda.
Yeah.
Keith, what about you? Obviously you're in a team, so it's hard today. But ideal movement you would like to see?
Ring muscle ups.
Ooh.
Oh, God. You guys will crush it because everyone on your team is so good at rings.
I think this is the only year that I've been working consistently on ring muscle ups for a while. So, feeling good.
But you already had very good ring muscle ups.
Not so good, I think.
No, last year you were better at ring muscle ups than I was. I know that for sure.
We tied on the first workout. It was okay.
Oh, yeah, we did. But I got there way before you.
Oh, yeah.
She started to throw that.
Slow. Let's not talk about the tie break time.
Yeah. So the only reason I beat Keith in that workout last year was because my tie break time was faster.
I was so slow. Wall balls.
Keith loves a wall ball. Jamie, yeah, I'm surprised you didn't say wall balls. Actually.
Oh, yeah.
I'm done. I'm over wall balls.
Heavy wall ball.
Wall balls?
No, I don't think there'll be heavy wall balls because not every gym has a heavy male wall ball, right? I don't know. Do they?
Yeah, we don't. Don't give us heavy wall balls.
Yeah, Castro, if you're listening. Yeah.
Heavy wall balls would be ideal, actually.
Maximum up to 20 pounds.
Yeah. It's all gyms have. They only go up to 20.
Yeah, the ceiling height is about 9 feet.
So, quarterfinal starts what? Teams in 2 weeks, right?
2 weeks from now, for us. So next week is the last week to train.
Yeah. So, we got a week to come together as a team, and then we compete. And Jamie, you got what? 4 weeks? 3 weeks?
I think 4 weeks. Starts March 18th.
April
18th.
What are you guys going to be, what is going to be the focus, or how are you guys going to be preparing for from now until quarters? I mean, Keith, you've only got a week, so I guess just
hopefully get some good lifting in next week and then chill out for the following week and then prepare for quarters.
Will you guys up your number of team trainings? But you guys always train sort of together anyway, don't you?
Yeah, but we haven't done a lot of synchro work, so we've been doing a lot of skill practice, but not synchro. But I also think in quarters it's harder to test and judge synchro stuff.
Yeah, very
yeah,
much.
Yeah, remember last year we didn't really have that many synchro things.
No.
Front squats and thrusters, I think.
And we had the shoulder overheads.
Oh, shoulder overheads, yeah.
Oh, yes.
With the rope climb workout.
But those movements are like, you just have to wait for each other.
Yeah, it's not really like, remember that year where I broke my back, the synchro chest bar, four people, that is savage.
Yeah, that was savage. But that was a semi-final workout.
Oh, yes, that was savage.
I don't think there'll be single chest to bust. So hard to judge.
Yeah, very hard to judge. You need two judges.
What about you, Jam? What does the next 4 weeks look like for you?
I think it would, the focus would really be like the higher skill stuff. So rings, handstand walks, for me, like mainly gymnastics. I think with strength, I mean, we'll just continue lifting, but there's, I don't think I can gain any more, that much more strength from now till then. Yeah, really just focusing on gymnastics, I think.
Will you be sitting down with your coach or talking to your coach, I'm guessing, leading up, and you guys will have a bit of discussion about what that looks like?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, sorry, on the lifting part, I think a lot of it, like what STAR's moving towards now is having like lifting under fatigue, yeah. So like the IWTs, but yeah.
Cool. Okay, last question before we wrap things up.
Aiden, you haven't told us how you will prepare.
Yeah.
Ah, the people don't care how I'm going to prepare.
No, I care.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just need to check up on my competitors.
Yeah. So me and Keith are going head to head this year. I mean, my team's gonna beat his, obviously, but
who's ranked?
Yeah, who's ranked higher actually?
I have no idea actually. You guys probably rank higher than us.
I know we're 19th in Asia going into this week.
Yeah, I think you guys are better than us.
But we're say something, I haven't contributed a score yet, so.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't.
This one you will.
Maybe this week I will, but I haven't contributed a score yet. So it is cock bottom, but it's not me, so.
Not you yet.
Yes, good point.
So humble.
What will I be doing? I think we're going to have to try get together as a team, probably in the next week. And I think the goal will have to be something like 3 sessions together. Just even if it's just trying to figure out some stuff, just spending some time together and sort of understanding people's movement patterns. Because we are a new team, same as you guys, a little bit, where we don't necessarily get to train with each other a whole lot. So just getting that time to figure out someone's speed on cycling a barbell and seeing how they move through whatever gymnastics movement it might be, I think that sort of stuff's going to be important. But I'm going to have to let my hands heal a little bit first before I can even think about that. So yeah, but I think next week probably the goal will be 3 sessions together as a team, something like that, and see if we can sort of make some plans. I haven't said this to my team yet, so hopefully they hear this and agree. Okay, so the last question I want to ask before we wrap it up, what new movement do you expect to see at quarterfinals? What do you think we're going to get that's never been tested before?
Double crossovers.
You reckon?
No, I'm kidding. Don't test that.
Again, Kessler, if you're listening.
Yeah, don't test that.
Burpee pullover.
You think it's going to be a burpee pullover?
I think so. Because
how do you do a burpee pullover? So burpee and then just do a pullover.
Yeah.
why not burpee bar muscle up?
We just had bar muscle ups.
Yeah, we just had bar muscle ups.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Because pullovers are like all the rage. And then I feel like to link pullovers may be a little bit dangerous. So they'll test it in like in-person comp. But burpee pullovers, like singles, you know, so, yeah.
I think pullovers won't come out.
I hope not, but I have a feeling they will.
Looks like a Bossman thing rather than a Dave thing.
True. But Boss is still programming with Dave's oversight.
Doesn't he program just the games? I guess he can't just program the games, right? It has to be the whole season.
No, I think he said that Boss and the team now program, and then Castro has input, I think.
This year just looks like all Dave.
Well, maybe they'll bring pirouettes into a quarter. I haven't been doing them.
I can see pirouettes. Mm. I think that would be a smart move going down a level from semifinals last year. Mm. I think semifinals will get pullovers. I don't think we'll get them yet. But I think it's not a new movement, but I think ring muscle ups will come up in quarters, probably.
I think dumbbell bench.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. I think they might come out this year.
Yeah, that could be interesting. The Masters or the age group stuff, they've had benching, I think, the last 2 years. Mm. So it does come up fairly regularly for them. Very easily could come up for the open athletes in quarterfinals this year. But yeah, I was going to say pirouettes. That's what I think will come up. So I think if you have...
I'll stick to bench.
Okay, guys, I think we'll wrap it up there. We've been chatting actually longer than I expected. Thank you guys for turning up again today. I think it actually works better without Sammy. Jokes. Miss you, Sammy.
Sammy doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah, true. She's not listening anyway, so I can say whatever I like about her. But thank you guys for coming in, and see you guys next week.